There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? Hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then.
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity continues to be at a very low level. According to the Australian Government's Department of Meteorology, the Space Services Area, or section, in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. The IPS reports that the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 88, that's 88, and the daily equivalent sunspot number has dropped to 32, that's 32. Now, those figures are not expected to change significantly in the near future, which just means that high frequency propagation on the bands above about 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths worldwide will be unreliable. However, daylight paths, propagation on those frequency bands will be satisfactory. We have some information now concerning monitoring made here in Melbourne. We've just passed a shorter stay in Melbourne, which marks the southern winter solstice. Long-haul, multi-hop, high-frequency propagation is now good from all continents right throughout the day. This is a summary of notable frequency occupancies in the pre-sunrise period between 1800 and 1900. That's 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. here in Melbourne. First of all, the 25-metre band. 11560, the Marianas, Radio Free Asia from Agnigan Point in Chinese. 11600, Moldova, Radio Denje Kurdistane, broadcasting in Kurdish from the Chisinau transmitting site. 11615, Thailand, the Voice of America carrying the Darfur program from the Udorn Transmitting Facility in Sudanese. 11625, the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria de Galleria Transmitting Station in Portuguese. 11650, China. China Radio International from the Urumqi Transmitting Site in German. 11665, Malaysia, Radio Malaysia from Kajang with the domestic service in Malay. And on the next frequency, 11680, North Korea, Korean Central Broadcasting Station broadcasting in Korean. And 11695, Albania, China Radio International from the CERIC relay station. Programs in French to Africa, the Middle East, and Europe. And 11775, another frequency for China Radio International, broadcasting from Kashi in China, with German programs to Europe. And 11810, Ascension Island, the BBC in English. And some frequencies for the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service in Arabic, 11820 and 11930, all carrying the same program. And the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service also relays Radio Sena. That's the television audio of the television network of Sana Radio, operating on 11860 with Arabic. And 11895, China, yet another frequency for China Radio International from Xi'an in the Chaozhou language. And 11945, France, NHK Radio Japan from the Usudan relay station in Japanese. And 11955, Austria, Adventist World Radio from the Moosburn relay station with Arabic to the Middle East. And 11975, Radio Romania International with Russian programming for Europe. And 12025, All India Radio with the broadcasts in Malayalam. And 12075, Bulgaria, station known or having the slogan End Times Coming, using the frequency for broadcast in English from the Kostin Brod relay facility. And on the adjacent frequency, 12080, England, the Voice of America from the Wolferton transmitting relay in Amharic. And 12095, the UAE, BBC from the Dabaya relay station in Arabic. And 12120, the Philippines, Philippines Broadcasting Service, broadcasting from the Tanang relay station in Tagalog. Now, between 1830 and 1900, these frequencies were noted. 6055, Albania, China Radio International, from the CERIC relay station in French. And 7210, China, another frequency for China Radio International from Urumqi in Russian. And on the same frequency at the same time, North Korea, Voice of Korea broadcasting in French. Two stations on 7210 at 1830, broadcasting from Asia to Europe. And 7355, Iran, the broadcasting service of Iran, transmitting in Arabic. Now, that was a summary of some signals noted here in Melbourne recently in our pre-sunrise period between 1800 and 1930. Good signals during that early morning period, good propagation from Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Asia. Now, some information concerning All India Radio. India Public Broadcaster is celebrating this year its 80th anniversary. AIR, officially known as Akashvani, started this broadcasting operation on June 8, 1936. The word Akashvani is taken from Sanskrit and means a message from the sky. It was coined by Mr. V. Gopalaswamy after setting up the nation's first private radio station in his residence, Villa Vihai, in Mysore in 1936. The term All India Radio was coined by Sir Lionel Feilden on June 8, 1936. The first national music program on All India Radio was broadcast on July 20, 1952, and Vivid Bharti services were inaugurated on October 3, 1957. On November 1, 1967, commercials were introduced for the first time on Vivid Dharati and All India Radio's first ever FM service started on July 23, 1977 in Madras, the city now known as Chennai. All India Radio now covers more than 99% of the Indian population with 418 stations broadcasting in 23 languages, 146 dialects, making it one of the largest radio networks in the world. Then information concerning All India Radio's 80th anniversary came to us from the Asia Vanuatu's national broadcaster at Port Vila has been on off the air for some time because of an unpaid utility bill, it's reported by the BBC. There's been a total blackout on Radio Vanuatu and television along Vanuatu, with people across the country unable to tune in, according to information from Radio New Zealand International. The state-owned VBTC, which runs most services, was cut off by its electricity provider recently after failing to settle its debt, according to the Pacific News website. It had continued to operate using diesel power generators, but not for long. Fuel ran out, leaving both its TV and radio stations silent. The power was reportedly restored after that. The website says the station has faced this problem before. The same thing happened last year after the company failed to pay more than 12 million vatu. It's about $107,000 in unpaid power bills. Recently, the company's new chairman, Jonathy Jeretti, vowed to provide nationwide radio coverage after Vanuatu's Prime Minister criticised the service being provided to outlying islands. Communities rely on the broadcaster for essential information during cyclones or volcanic eruptions, which are not uncommon in a country located on the so-called Pacific Ring of Fire. Residents apparently miss seeing the opening of Parliament, and football fans will be hoping that service is more reliable in the coming weeks. Pacific notes that during the TV blackout, nobody could watch the Euro 2016 soccer tournament. So we're not exactly certain whether the station is on the air again, or whether it's only on air through limited time, or either on medium wave or short wave FM or television. We'll keep you posted.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
So long, boy, you can take my